joy of learning. The knowledge of Vedanta confers aggressive goodness on you. A knowledge that develops a powerful intellect, which clearly distinguishes virtue from vice, provides you the guidelines to destroy evil and protect the good. Thereafter, you will not be victimized by anyone, nor would you victimize others. You would mean and do good to the society. Become a beacon of knowledge and virtue for the rest of the world to follow. People carry the general impression that Vedanta is abstract, terse, inaccessible, not meant for the common man, and that only those who are brilliant should attempt to approach it. This is not true. The misconception arose because the subject matter of Vedanta has to be learnt and practiced like any technique, skill or art. And the process of learning takes a while for the learner to relish it. The initial period of learning is trying. It puts off even some sincere seekers. Ironically, it is a knowledge which is most fascinating. The study of Vedanta in the early hours of the morning becomes most inspiring, an enchanting experience day after day. The knowledge of Vedanta is best grasped between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. If impractical, you may choose a time as close to it as possible. The knowledge has to be taken in regulated doses. Approach it as you would any scientific knowledge. Study and reflect daily upon the truths therein. Do not proceed further until you have absorbed the portion already covered. Thus, through systematic study and reflection, you gain the light of wisdom, a light that will guide you towards spiritual enlightenment.